Not our man from Uncle, but our man from the NGS, the Assistant County Organiser and Publicity Officer for the National Garden Scheme, East and Mid Sussex. And, of course, celebrating its, if not his, 90th year.
Oh, that's a bit wrong.
A little
bit
off, wasn't it?
Actually? Yeah, about 25 years too early.
I wouldn't speak to him if I were you, Jeff. I really wouldn't.
I don't need you stirring up Bradley now, Lee. How are you? Well?
I'm fine, thank you. I've got a bit of a sore throat, so if I apologise during the middle of this, I will do so. My throat's going a little bit, but
everyone,
there you go.
Well, everyone who's come on the programme had Weather Guru Ian Curry earlier on. He's got a touch of the summer nasties.
It's very lurgy, I don't know. But at least the weather's good, so that's positive.
That's true, although I think it's always worse to have a cold in the summer than the winter, because it doesn't suit it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's true as well, but yeah.
Anyway, what have you got for us for the month of June, for Flaming June?
Right, well, as we mentioned, you've just mentioned it's our 90th birthday weekend, so hopefully lots of listeners have been out already seeing some of the gardens on offer. So now we're going to talk about June, which is probably the busiest garden month of the year, so it's always very difficult to pick a selection from the huge numbers of gardens on offer, but I'll do my very best, though. As always, all the gardens I mention offer homemade tea and cakes and allow children in free. So let's start in Surrey, where there are two brand new gardens to see. The first is Lark Rise in Peaslake, 8 miles south of Guildford. It opens on the 11th of June from 11 to 5 with entry £5. This is a tranquil one-acre garden providing different areas of interest, including informal perennial borders set with informal yew hedging, a wisteria clad pergola and a meadow surrounding a natural pond, to name but a few. Next up, a new and exciting garden at Bell's Peace. This is a centre and garden run by Leonard Cheshire Disability in Lowell Hale, Farnham. It'll open on Sunday the 25th of June from 10:30 to 4, and entry is £5. It's a great opportunity to visit a working nursery with polytunnels growing a variety of vegetables, fruit and plants. There's a sensory garden and a pond surrounds the lawn, and there's an on-site shop with lots of plants for sale. Okay, now in Sussex we've got another brand new group of gardens in Broad Oak and Breed with the lovely name of Waterworks and Friends. Don't miss the opportunity to visit three unique gardens and discover the Breed Steam Giant's 35-foot Edwardian water pumps and Grade 2 listed pump house. See a wildlife-friendly garden packed full of unusual specimens with year-round interest and colour, an intensely colourful back garden in three rooms, and see a stunning traditional cottage providing a superb backdrop for several colourful herbaceous borders and poplar trees. All this is available to see on Saturday the 3rd of June from 10:30 to 4 with a combined admission £5. Another lovely brand new garden for 2017 is Rolf's Farm in Witherden Road, Mayfield. This is a very unusual garden for the National Garden Scheme. It's a large, friendly wildlife garden with no boundary fences to encourage wildlife to visit. See wildlife meadows, hazel trees, clipped box hedging. Tom Stewart Smith designed a modern meadow garden here too. And you can go and see it on two dates, Wednesday the 14th and Wednesday the 21st of June from 10 till 3 with admission £4. Over in West Sussex, you can see Chidmere Gardens in Chidham Lane, Chidham near Chichester. And there's a wisteria-clad 15th century house surrounded by yew and hornbeam hedges next to the pond. Natural wildlife preserve of approximately 5 acres to stroll through. The garden includes a formal rose garden and well-stocked herbaceous borders, and it'll open on 15th of June, Thursday 15th of June, from 2 to 5 with admission £5. Also in West Sussex, there's Shepherd's Cottage, Milbury Lane, Stoughton near Chichester. It's a compact terrace garden using the borrowed landscape of Kingly Vale in the South Downs. See magnificent planting schemes, steps down to a small orchard, underplanted with chalk-loving meadows, lawns, yew hedges, and lots of year-round interest. Two dates again, it's open on Tuesday the 20th of June and Thursday the 22nd of June from 11 to 4:30 with admission £5. Moving over now to North East Hampshire, on the 24th and 25th of June, see a pair of East Wildham gardens near Alton. One, a large Victorian garden with restored greenhouses, orchard, vegetable area and rose garden with far-reaching views of the Downs. And the other, a half-acre mature garden with extensive views across farmland from several viewpoints. They open on Saturday the 24th and Sunday the 25th of June from 2 to 5:30 with combined admission £5. Then there's Colmore House near Alton with its 4 acres set in lovely unspoilt countryside, featuring rooms containing many unusual plants and different aspects. change and development is ongoing in this garden, and there's an increasing diversity of interesting plants, which is the prime motivation for its owners. It's open on Sunday the 25th and Monday the 26th of June from 2 to 6 with entry £5. Now, finally, I have to squeeze in the first of my own four openings for the National Garden Scheme this season.
Yes?
Driftwood opens by arrangement from Thursday the 1st of June, and our first actual open day is Tuesday the 20th from 11 to 5 with lots of plants, garden art on show to purchase, as well as my infamous tea and homemade cakes, all served on vintage china in the garden, and as a special treat for Joe, if they're lucky, visitors are lucky, they might see Albert too.
Well, Albert is the main, attraction, the main pull there. Vintage china, that's rather impressive.
We've got about 150 pieces of vintage china and about 40 vintage teapots, so yeah, it all comes out on a tray and...
Really up in the game here, aren't you?
Well, it's always been like that here, my face, Steve. On Thursday last week, we had 30 visitors from the Austrian Horticultural Society came en route to Chelsea. It was amazing.
Oh, right.
And they all enjoyed tea and cake in the garden as well. The other thing, it was so damned hot, there was not a lot of shade, so they were all desperate to find some shade to sit in.
Of course, the Austrians are real cake lovers anyway, aren't they?
They are, and I put pictures of it on social media, and people said, they're big bits of cake. They're huge bits of cake, but needless to say, they ate them all.
You don't get many skinny Austrians, do you?
No, that's true. And just to finish the NGS, if anybody wants any more information, it's www.ngs.org.uk, or people can call 01483 211 535 Monday to Friday if they need any more information.
And your website is driftwoodbyc.co.uk.
It is. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much, Jeff, for joining us. And
you're most welcome. Have a good day.
You too. I'd like to take this opportunity to apologise to any Austrian listeners we have.
Loving where we live.